Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Nova Lynn here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and automatically reach for your phone? Like, even if there's nothing important going on, it's just this unconscious habit. Well, today we're tackling something super important. Creating tech-free zones in your home. Because let's face it, sometimes our phones can feel like those clingy exes who just won't leave us alone. But seriously, folks, this isn't about hating technology or becoming a hermit. It's about finding that sweet spot where we reclaim our time and attention and create space for a real connection and deeper moments of joy. Ever felt like you were always present, but not really present? Like you were physically there, but your mind was somewhere else scrolling through endless feeds? Yeah, I feel you. That's why creating tech-free zones in your home is a game changer. Here are five key takeaways to help you reclaim your space and sanity. 1. The dinner table declaration. This is sacred ground, people. Let's make meal times about connecting with loved ones, not scrolling through social media or getting lost in the digital world. Put those phones on silent or better yet, out of sight, and actually engage in conversation. You'll be amazed at how much richer your meals become and how much more you learn about the people around you. Remember, food tastes better when shared with loved ones, not just devoured while staring at a screen. 2. The bedroom sanctuary. Your bedroom should be your haven, a space for rest, relaxation, and maybe even a little romance. But phones are notorious sleep disruptors. That blue light messes with your melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Trust me, you deserve a good night's sleep. Make the bedroom phone free, create a calming bedtime routine, and watch how much better you feel. 3. Family fun time. Remember playing board games or building Lego towers? Those were the days, right? Instead of everyone getting glued to their screens, let's bring back some old school fun. Have designated tech-free hours where you engage in activities together, play games, read stories aloud, go for walks, have a dance party. It's not just about disconnecting, it's about reconnecting with what truly matters. 4. The mindful minute. You know that feeling of deep peace when you're fully present in the moment? We can cultivate more of that mindfulness by creating tech-free pockets throughout our day. Take a few minutes to sit quietly, breathe deeply, and just be aware of your surroundings. It's amazing how much clarity and calmness we can find even in the midst of chaos. 5. Lead by example. Kids are like sponges, absorbing everything around them. So if you're constantly glued to your phone, guess what? They'll likely follow suit. Make a conscious effort to model healthy tech habits, put down your phone during family meals, engage in screen-free activities together, and show them that real life is pretty awesome too. Okay, picture this. You're having dinner with your family. The table is set with delicious food, laughter fills the air, and everyone is engaged in conversation. No phones are on the table, just genuine connection and shared moments. Sound amazing, right? That's the power of creating tech-free zones. It transforms your home into a space of peace, joy, and real human connection. Remember, it's not about being anti-technology, it's about finding that balance that works for you. Start small, experiment with different approaches, and don't be afraid to adjust along the way. You got this. So there you have it, my lovelies, 5 powerful steps to create tech-free zones in your home and reclaim your time, attention, and joy. Don't forget, even tiny changes can make a huge difference. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one tech-free zone you're going to create in your home this week? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Let's spread the word and empower each other to live more intentional and fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.